Blog Talk Radio.
Just as you, the American people, need a good presidential candidate, you also need good journalists. Well, I am the good presidential candidate, and today I spoke with a good journalist. You know, I did some journalism, and I always said everything, and I said everything correctly. Well, I spoke to a journalist from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I wrote down the call lines, numbers of the radio station I left at home. See, so don't ask me to, as your good presidential candidate, don't ask me to carry radio station, you know, unless it's WPIX New York or WFAN, only because I know about them from New York. It's important that we have good journalism, and good journalists are far and few between. Hello, America, our 50 states, our District of Columbia, our territory. Hello, everyone. Hello, world, our wildlife and domestic co-inhabitants, and hello, Tink. I am Curtis Clinton. It is 5:30 here in Northern Virginia. I'm broadcasting live, as always, without a script, mostly never with notes, unless I have something to say to you that I want to get down perfectly. And I'm broadcasting live from our family car, for which we still owe $20,000 because we're not rich. And I believe that it's time that one of us Americans, not a politician, not somebody of wealth or fame, be elected president, because who knows us better than one of us? I live many of your lives. I live many of your chapters of your lives. I live many of the moments of your lives, and I've suffered quite a bit, and I am one ticked off American. And who better to be in the White House than one ticked off American? There's been shooting. I've called for the immediate arrest of Betsy Shelby. I want to say something else. There's been another shooting, Mr. Scott. Originally, somebody asked, why did they show a picture of Mr. Scott and not a picture video of the police? Well, we don't have fair play. You know, police are here to serve and protect. I think we've been getting lip service for all too long. If you read my blog today, you're going to read some of that. And I've said something, and I'm going to stand with it all the way. I should be president, but I don't got a chance. But I'm going to say something else. If we don't get better justice, and I will find a U.S. Attorney General who will prosecute police shooting that result in the deaths, I don't want to say plural, of civilian. And I want immediate suspension without pay. Not administrative duty with pay. No. And police shooting charged until proven innocent. That's it. No in between. I was law enforcement. I had respect. I never fired my gun. And forget about weapon. This is my weapon. This is my gun. Yeah, you know, that's a little bit bull crap too. I said this and I'll stand by it. If you don't want better justice, if you don't want fair play, then I don't want the presidency. Integrity, I don't want to be president of our country. Right now many of us are ugly American. There's a journalist. His first name is Russell. His last name is Mills. And he stood up for good journalistic reporting and investigation. And he had sources where a radio host, well known to many people who like slanted news media. I've not gone to this man, Hannity, because he will smear my name. for no good reason, because I'm a Clinton, a better Clinton whom money can't buy, and a Clinton who doesn't ride the money of others. Hillary Clinton, how many millions did she collect already? Last count, $243 million to be president? What, are we buying the presidency for someone who is not worth it? I always say, give credit where credit is due, and give discredit where discredit is due. And let me tell you, you speak about discrediting personality? Huh. White water, black water, tepid water, Foster, Clinton Trust Fund, or whatever they call that thing. Yeah. You give power to the rich, and you will be subjugated. And I don't want to use some words, because you may get the wrong impression. You will be subjugated. Your needs will be forgotten. Lip service will be rampant. The day of reckoning is coming. If you elect Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, reckoning. Oh, not R-E-C-K-O-N-I-N-G. It's W-R-E-C-K-E-N-I-N-G. I am the only Clinton who will restore respect to the name of Clinton, respect across the country. And for all the talk that Hillary Clinton makes, did she come out, Betty Shelby? No. She just speaks political, prosaic. I got to think of another P in there. Prosaic. Partridge on a tree. Who knows? I don't know. Look, I'm a real person. We want real in the White House. Oh, President Obama is real. But did he really do a lot for us? I've been on Blog Talk for 9+ years. Because from the young Bush presidential administration through Obama's and now facing two guaranteed failed administration. You know, there's a book on Hillary Clinton. All foreign nations have a book on Hillary, and foreign nations have a book on Donald. They don't have a book on me. So when I, if you are smart enough or have the courage and guts to respond to another Paul Revere doing it word of mouth warning you of impending invasion of privacy, invasion of justice by injustice. Yeah. Look, I'm not anybody special, but I know stuff that needs to be taken care of. And it's time that one of us becomes president and right all the malaise that Congress has done. Since I'm not a Republican, Democrats in the House will work with me. Since I'm not a Democrat, Republicans in the House will work with me. You know, there's some good in the Republican platform and the Democratic platform. Problem is, the rest of their platforms. I don't have a platform. My feet are on the ground. I sense the tremors of our country, of our citizens. You know, I can't use fellow American. Yeah, I can't say that. It's like foreign to me, like presidents, my fellow Americans. But what about, are they fellows? I mean, we used to have actors and actresses, now we just have actors. Well, what do we do? And then women's pay is in the toilet? No. You are many of me. I'm mini me. Don't you want somebody that's kind of like this in the White House for a change, you know, some real fresh air? And I don't need press agents to tell you what I don't want to say. I'll come in front of you every time. In fact, you know what my presidency is going to be known for? You call the White House because you're going to get me on the phone. You know, every so often, I'm going to pick up the phone. Hi. Oh, I want to tell the president that, okay, you're telling me. What you? You're President Clinton? Just call me Kurt. You're President Clinton? Just call me Kurt. Thought I would ever speak to the president. Well, I'm one of you, so guess what? And like President Obama said, he's going to visit the 50th state of our country after his 8 years in office. I'm going to visit every state at least twice a year. I want to see the north of state, the Souths of State, the Central, the East, and West of States. If I'm your president, don't you want to know your president? Don't you want to see your president? If you got to throw a tomato, make sure it's ripe and, you know. What was this? This actor got a pie in the face and he punched out this guy? Look, of course you're dissatisfied and disgusted with presidents and government and everything. I want to tell you something. You know, the right says this, the left says this. Conservatives say this. I want the right size of government. Some agencies will be big, some agencies will be small. I can tell you the Department of Education is doing small work, really small work. You know? Well, maybe you don't. But it's Friday. I bid you all a good Friday. And I don't want to waste your start of a week end. For those who work on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, well, I don't want to ruin the rest of your week when you listen in on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. America, I don't have a chance at the White House, but I should have a chance, an equal chance. They say anybody could be president. Well, I'm anybody. I'm nobody special, but because of the candidates that our parties have prompted, you deserve better. And there's no alternative. You think this one other person, I don't know what party he's from, you know. Okay, he didn't know Aleppo. I don't know Aleppo. Do you know Aleppo? No. But some smart correspondent to try to sink a candidate will embarrass him by saying, Aleppo. Really? Well, in the 2 months after election, before Inauguration Day, I'm going to know everything that my head can hold on to. And if I have to put paper clips in my pocket, rubber bands, no, I got a good head on my shoulders. You know, there's something else that could be said there. So, look, I know a lot of stuff. Words can get people into trouble. I speak fast. So I've been fortunate to avoid trouble. I can't wait for the mud to be flung. Let the mud come. And I hope it sticks on the fingers of the people that hurl it. Like I said, good journalistic reporting. Good journalists. That's what's important. At least we got one person. There's some others. There's some honest people in the newspaper industry. I asked CNN to put me on air. I asked Fox News, NBC. And America, let me ask one thing. Have you seen marching bands during halftimes of college football games? Why not? My daughter was in marching band for 8 years, high school and college. Why do we have to hear inane, asinine statistics that we probably see on the banners during the game? I want to see marching band. Parents of marching band students want to see their children, their sons and daughters. I called NBC, ESPN, ABC, Masson, NCAA, the SEC, the Pac-10, ACC. Nobody. Well, if I'm president, guess what? The SEC finally put it on some kind of streaming. They're showing the marching band, the dedication of the marching bands, right? Okay, so you want to get Franks or hamburgers or popcorn or something else during halftime and you don't see the marching bands? That's your choice. But I want to see the marching bands. They put in as much work as a football team. And when they come down from the stands, one of my daughter's co-marching band, Virginian, broke an ankle. So just don't talk about, well, the marching bands, and they could run into. My daughter said that she caught a pass during practice. But it wasn't thrown at her hands. It was thrown at a receiver who couldn't get it. It was above the receiver, and my daughter's hair caught the football. Yeah. You get clunked on the head with a football. You're not going to like it. America, we want marching bands. And if anyone here listening in, obviously there's very few people. I did have some large peaks of listeners. Can marching bands on TV? And if you really want a good country, get me on TV. Let America see me. Let them question me. Let them whatever. I can stand up to all that's coming. Just Not that I'm prepared or intelligent, which there is some intelligence, you know. If you're doing good, there's got to be some good guarantee around you. I want to serve America. I want to serve my country. I want to serve our military. I want to serve our society. Our society is suffering. Our government is suffering. The world is suffering. I'm not going to stop just with helping our country, industry, society. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, get rid of fraud, stop drugs. No, I'm also going to be there to help the world, or try. I care. And if the care in me is any indication of what I can do as president, I'd be nominated today. So I'm not boasting. I'm nobody special. But somebody's got to save our country from the mess it's going to be in. I'm not worthy. But I'm the best alternative standing up because nobody better than me is coming forward. And for that man from that third party saying about the stab, oh, nobody got hurt. What the heck? Every time there's been an incident, I've been on radio blasting those that took the lives of others. I love law enforcement. Right now, I don't love it as much. Police can always retreat before pulling their gun out and letting go a bullet that they can never take back. If the bullet is put in an area like center of mass, that person is gone. No. I don't believe in shooting. What's that? Ask questions first. And if the person is too stunned or in shock or can't hear, retreat. Like you really got to carry that, or SIG, or Smith Wesson. What about a Colt? Yeah, big people, got gun. Where are the tasers? Yeah, America. I, president, inventor, scientist, humanitarianism-ist, what the hell with it? Benefactor. Count on me. Be well, America. See to it. I'm Kurt Clinton. I'm C2. I am vying for the presidency and have done so for 9+ years without money, without politics. I will not go on Twitter. I will not use Facebook. They're abominations for what they allow. And so you got to find me. You want a gem? You search for one. I hope you are successful in your discovery. Good day.